Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio, and we are live. You can only talk to us on Thursday live, but you can hear us at other times, other days on Channel 1 and Channel 2, because LA Talk Radio puts us up, and we love it. So tonight you can call 323-203-0815 to hop on the hot seat and get your question answered by Dr. Allen, who is back in the house. Dr. Allen, how are you?
I am fine. I am ready, and I want to serve.
All right. All right. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week so that we can talk to you and interact with you. And I want to remind everybody to sign up for the newsletter. We've got some new stuff shaking and going on. You go to www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. Scroll down, find that link to sign up for the newsletter. And while you're there, you might as well listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, because it's going to be the best thing you do for yourself all day. All right. Let's see what's shaking with our switchboard. See if we've got some calls here, which would be wonderful. And by the way, Dr. Pat, your audience missed you. And I got all kinds of reach outs wanting to know where you were. So where were you, Dr. Pat?
I was doing a physical exam that I have waited for, you know, to basically my yearlies.
Nice. Nice. Well, I wanted everybody to be reassured that you were doing wonderful and that you are 5x5 in the pipe and in fight and trim, even as your 88th birthday approaches next week, September 21.
I know that. Isn't that something?
It is. It is.
You know what? Being a woman and being 88 and doing what I teach really works.
It really, really does. Okay. We have a caller with us, Dr. Pat. Are you ready to go to work and rock and roll?
Absolutely.
Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. You are in the hot seat. What is your question?
Hello, Dr. Pat Allen. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh, thank you for being there. Without you, I wouldn't be needed here.
I appreciate your help. So listen, I read your book, Get Into What I Do. I'm very familiar with your work. I think I spoke to you before. So I've seen your YouTube videos, familiar with your work. However, I came across a situation, and my question is around chemistry. So I dated a girl for about 3 months. And we loved dancing. We went out for dinners. We pretty much went out for about 3 months. And what I learned all this time is that she was 100% male energy. And I learned
wait a minute. Nobody's 100%. We're okay. All a combination. You men, your bodies are male, but your spirit, okay, your soul, the anima, is your feminine. And a woman has a female body, but she has a male soul, which is called the animus. And there's a wonderful book, Carl Jung, The Yin and Yang Way of Life, which is this combination. So there are four energies in every relationship: parenting, working, everything. Therefore, I like to help four individuals within two bodies to negotiate.
Got it. So basically, she was very male energy, I should say, very male. I learned in your book what he does to a girl who grew up without a father, who was emotionally abused and having lost her mother at a young age. She was a substance abuse problems. She's about power, owning her business, making money, control, and she definitely uses sex to exercise power.
She may be a career woman. She wants to be respected first and cherished second. She has a right to do that. I'm not sure that that will bring her much in the way of a healthy body, because overgiving, overpowerful women are basically using energy that is supposed to cause you to have fun too. Women are built to feel good, to do good. You guys, you're built to do good, to feel good. So do you and she get into battles together?
Well, that's the thing. I'm confused because since she was the male energy in the relationship, I thought I wanted to be the male energy, but since I didn't want to bump heads with her or get into arguments or control, so I became the passive energy, which is kind of interesting because I didn't want to compete with her. So I became passive.
I want you to understand that is you acquiescing to her need to be respected.
Yes.
Did your mother, what country are you from? I hear a dialect.
Yeah, I'm from Mexico City.
Okay. Did your mother respect you?
No, she didn't.
Did she cherish you?
Neither one, no. I was neglected. There was not that kind of relationship. It was a lot of physical and mental abuse.
So what you're saying is, do you have chemistry with your girlfriend?
Well, we're not talking anymore because... so what happens is... since we were bumping heads and I didn't want to, she probably thought I was too passive for her. So we stopped talking, but in between all the red flags, I was blinded by the chemistry because there was no compatibility. There was bad communication. All it was chemistry for me. And that was powerful because I am in pain because we stopped talking to each other.
Did you have intercourse?
She initiated the first kiss, and she asked me to be intimate, to have intercourse. Initially, I said no. I said no because I knew it was all chemistry, and I know based on your word the damage that it can do. So I said no, but at the end, yes. At the end, despite all the red flags, I was blinded by the chemistry, and yes, we did have intercourse.
And how long were you touching and talking? How long did you date her?
It was about 3 intense months. We played for maybe 2 of those months. We go to her house. We would just play, kiss, that's it. And I didn't want to have intercourse.
How long?
2 months.
2 months. Okay.
And
when was
intercourse,
the last?
We only had one time.
Only one time. Okay.
Only one time, yes.
When was the last time you smelled her?
It's been, I know about your 8-week rule, and it was, it's been 9 weeks. Today is the 9th week.
19
I'm still
days?
Suffering. 9 weeks.
It's 9 weeks, and you're still suffering because your body's grieving.
Yes, I'm in pain. I don't know how I got here.
How you got there was... You wanted a relationship because apparently you raised yourself. Is that true?
Yes. And I really liked this girl. I wanted more than a physical relationship because I really liked her. I wanted to be respectful. I wanted to be a gentleman. But she has a very narcissistic personality, bad communication. She told me that she didn't do emotions. She might have been bisexual too. That's another thing. She's been with girls. She was a proud narcissistic personality. And she would have a hard time taking those compliments.
I work with bisexual people, and she may be very feminine with a masculine woman.
Yeah, possibly. That's what I was thinking, yeah. With a woman, she might surrender, yeah.
Dr. Pat?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, I am in pain. So how do we get over this pain of the chemistry? It's been 8 weeks. We don't talk anymore. I haven't seen her. But this is a painful experience as far as the chemistry.
I understand that. She is probably going to call you. Would you wait for her and set the rules for her?
Of course. I mean, I would love nothing more than talking to her and getting together.
Because her body bonds. What?
Yeah, I really like her physically.
I understand that. Chemistry is what men really like. So I advise you, you did a good job of being with her for the time you were, but now it's time for you to say no when she comes after you and you set the boundaries for her and the relationship, please.
Got it.
Good.
I understand. So basically the chemistry will go away
No, chemistry doesn't go away that fast.
Uh-huh.
So date up with other people, please.
Okay. Very well. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate your work.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Well, Dr. Allen, we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Well, a little while ago, they asked what I did on my weekend off. Well, one of the things I did last week is I tripped on a curb and broke a couple of little nails in my hand. That was not why I wasn't here, the reason why I wasn't here, but that is what I did. And so I'm having an experience of loving myself and taking care of myself. And my daughter, who's a retired nurse, is doing the same. And I'm being mothered. And I love that.
Well, that must be nice because you've been taking care of all of us for a long time in the dating thing. I actually went on a trip and was on a bike ride and I fell over, but outside of a couple of scrapes, I was okay. So I was grateful that I didn't fall in any other spot. But it's interesting because I was close to where, even though I don't live close to my last ex, but I was close to her and I started to have some pangs to get back in contact with her because I was in the area. But I'm glad I didn't. It ended for good reasons, and we definitely had some chemistry. But over time, that got better, and then even the girlfriend that I had before that, we had, I don't know if I'll ever have as good a sex as I had with her. But, you know, that got better, too. I knew that when I was breaking up with her that I was getting rid of something big. But to me, chemistry didn't outweigh everything else.
How are you doing now? Because the last time we spoke, you were in the process of taking more of an active role in interviewing the girl that you were dating, or one of the girls you were dating. How are you doing?
The number two, she doesn't really seem to be available, and that's okay. I did invite her to something. She didn't respond. I may invite her one more time if it comes up again, but I'm not going to down that path.
You're still practicing your active maleness. That is what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Telling, you know, asking, hey, I want to take you to this. Are you available? I was out and about, and I connected with somebody. We had a really nice conversation. If she was single, I definitely would have asked her out. But, you know, along the way, even though we had plenty to talk about, she said she had a boyfriend. But that was somebody that I just met out randomly. So whenever I can meet somebody randomly, whether it works out for more or not, I realize that I'm building my capacities and competency by
I love it.
In new position.
What can I do to help you today? Because you sound like you got what I said last time we talked.
Well, yes, you've been reiterating a lot of good things to me. So I'm going to be going on my fifth date with my number one on Sunday. And,
wow.
But the issue there is I haven't seen her for more than a month. She's not very available. And the last time we talked about hand-holding and what she was comfortable and not comfortable with. But every time I've gotten the kiss on the cheek, and I'm wondering, is this something that I could bring up? Because I don't want to be kissing cheeks forever. I'm not taking somebody out forever if I'm only I'm also interested in communicating and negotiating around that and figuring
that's
out what's
exactly
comfortable
right
for her.
Have you ever asked for a kiss?
I guess I haven't asked for it, and I think she's used to it now as far as, you know, giving me her cheek. But I haven't asked, and I brought this up to somebody else in a different situation. But how does this sound to you? Asking her something like, well, what does a kiss on the lips mean to you?
But that sounds like you're already confronting her, not asking her.
That's why I want to work on the language of how to.
That's what I'm a transactional analyst, and that's what I'm here for. Number one, you've done the friendly cheek kissing, but now it's time to move it up to a kiss.
Right.
So,
yes,
what you would do with her is, do you put your arm around her in the movies? What do you do in the way of touching?
I've certainly held her waist and maybe, well, not quite the hand holding, but usually we've gone to restaurants mostly because that's what we really bond over. You know, I know a lot of good places to take her, and she definitely earns the title of foodie, which I don't like to give out too much. She's really something, and she did make me a dessert the last time, which was really excellent. Usually you're sitting across from somebody at a table, but the second date we went on, there was more touching going on because we were at like a coffee shop and we were like right in front of each other without a table in between. And she seemed comfortable with that, but then I got a cheek at the end of that. And that was also the date where she dressed up the best.
Have you thought of putting your hands on her jaw and moving her face so that you could give her a kiss on the mouth?
I thought about that. And I certainly could consider doing that. She definitely wears some makeup, and she has talked about not wanting to be in, she doesn't like going to the beach because she doesn't like getting, you know, messed up at the beach. And I wonder if some of her reluctance to the lip stuff could be that, or if it could be chemistry. But I don't know, we talked about some chemistry stuff. It definitely seems like she has some for me. But okay, I could see the jaw thing. That's an idea.
Or if you want to be more conservative, just simply say, I really appreciate our level of affection, but I want to give you a kiss. I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, that almost I like more before I do it. Because I wonder if sometimes she's caught a little off guard. So what was that was I appreciate. I like to write it down. I appreciate. What did you say after the appreciate?
I said what I said was, but I want to say something to you first. Do you realize the last time we talked, you took the information I said to be more assertive with her, and you did it. I mean, it worked.
Uh-huh.
What you're doing now is we're setting up something that is converting you from a friend to a boyfriend. And what that looks like is, whether you put your hands on her jaw or do, that's not, whatever you're comfortable at the moment, it's, you know what, I really appreciate that you let me kiss you on the cheek, but I have more feelings about you, and I want to give you a kiss, and I want to ask you if you would be willing to consider being my girlfriend.
Now, I like the idea of that last sentence, but before I would say something like that, I keep in mind, the exclusivity, the longevity, and the continuity. And
honey, that's for intercourse. Wait a minute. That contract is for intercourse.
But I don't want to ask somebody to be my girlfriend if I'm only seeing her once a month or less.
Then you'll negotiate when she says, sure, I'd like to be your girlfriend. Then you'll say, okay, if that's the case, I want to see you blank, blank. I want you to close the deal because it's closing.
Ah, I see. So you're proposing to put it out there and then get into, well, I want to see you. I want to see you more. So you think I should really ask first?
Yes. Let's pretend that I am she and you are you, and you're doing this and see how it feels.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. Okay. So, say I want to give you like a real kiss. Are you comfortable with that?
Because I have feelings for you and want to consider being girlfriend, boyfriend. Go back and start again.
And want to start again. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good. I do have another situation I'd like to run by you, if I may. Wait a minute.
Are you not going to do this?
No, I am planning on.
I wanted you to do another run of it.
Oh, you mean to say it out loud?
Say it out loud again.
Okay. I appreciate the time we've spent together. And the kisses on the cheek. I want to give you a real kiss because I have more feelings for you, and would like to be with you in a bigger way.
No, that's where you dropped it off. Want to be with you in a bigger way is too evasive.
Yes, I want you to consider being my girlfriend, and then you would ask, how do you feel about that? So she doesn't sit there in stunned silence.
But what you're saying, you're asking for a kiss, you're working your way into the asking of it. If she says, no, we're only friends, she's turned you down. Then you'll say, right. Well, I really don't want to date a friend. I want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You did a great job. You did a great job the last time we talked in becoming more assertive. Can you see that I'm assisting you in being more sensually assertive, but asking for permission rather than attacking with your body?
Right. And that might have, I think that did catch her off guard. So, yeah, the appreciating, the chick, I want a real kiss. Are you comfortable with that? And then it's like, gosh, if we're at a restaurant and, I guess that's as good as that. That's where it's going to happen most likely. So
that's why not?
Yeah.
I think we call it closing the deal.
Yes, yes. Again, with her, it's weird because it's usually not this complicated. And so then that makes me wonder about some stuff with her and chemistry.
Darling,
it's
what's going on inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, the first date, the second date, I definitely felt a lot of chemistry for her, and it's been pleasant since, but it's almost been like so much time between dates that you're almost losing track of where you are. So I'm going to go into
then let's close the deal.
Yeah, you're
by
right.
By asking her for a kiss and a consideration for a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. You're not asking for intercourse.
Right. And
okay.
We did have the conversation about the hand-holding, and she did explain that to me a little more, what she was comfortable with. So it's not like this will be completely coming out of the blue. So
okay.
I think I laid a little groundwork.
Would you be willing to do this?
Yeah, I think on a fifth date, it's about time. So that's certainly
time.
My goal, unless I get stuck.
You're ripe, and she's got to be questioned.
Yeah. Again, assertive communication is so good, and thank you for the language. And I have somebody else that's a possibility, that a friend is going to fix me up. I'm not so great about friends fixing me up, but she sounds interesting. Unfortunately, I've heard she had a husband that committed suicide, and she's
that's her past.
I didn't know that. I wish I didn't know that from my friend.
But you have chemistry. You did. Have you met her?
No. I haven't met her yet. She only, the idea, my friend only sold me. Yeah, so I don't know.
I understand that, but I want to see if you've got chemistry for her.
Yeah. I mean, yes, my friend is definitely selling it hard. I've seen a picture of her. She definitely looks cute, but, a picture only tells you so much. So if she
makes herself available
to me, I'll certainly meet her.
Good. Don't let his statement about her stop you from smelling her pheromones, because the chemistry may override the story.
Yes. It's more of, I almost wish I heard it from this person directly as opposed to my female friend who's doing her best to fix me up. But it's okay. Yes, my goal is to smell her and meet her if, I don't link up with the woman I'm going with. She doesn't become my girlfriend on Sunday or sometime soon, then yes, I'll certainly be open to other good options.
Excellent. Thank you for climbing another step up.
Well, and thank you for leading the way, and I hope you feel better and enjoy your cherishing caretaking. It sounds like that's been great for you, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more guys call and to talk to you later.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. That number is 323-0-3-0-8-1-5. Take the dive into the hot seat and get your question answered by Dr. Pat Allen. Remember, sign up for that newsletter, www.drpatallen.com. Hey, I'm on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I'm involved with someone. I'm following Dr. Pat Allen, and I got a ring, and we got tested and everything. I did mention about monogamy to get off the dating sites and everything. We've been together around 2 months, and everything's been good, very good. But what happened was there was an issue this week where he's very available to me. We're dating and go out. He treats me good.
Wait a minute. Are you the masculine? Are you the one that chases him, or is he the masculine?
He's the masculine.
Okay, and he courts you normally?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so what is the problem?
The problem was Friday, we were together taking pictures, and then he got a message from a dating site, and
yes.
I thought he canceled, and he didn't cancel, and it was kind of a fight.
Now, you have, one moment. You have a committed, monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound relationship. Is that correct?
We didn't mention marriage yet.
Wait a minute. Monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals.
Yes, monogamy. But on his phone, it looked like he was still on the site, the dating site.
Okay.
Because the agreement was.
Okay,
doctor,
what was the agreement?
That he comes off the site and I come off the site, cancel. So I canceled.
I got it. Okay, so you both agreed to cancel your dating service.
Exactly. He said he did, but obviously he didn't. So then later on.
I appreciate efficiency in businesses, but I hate to think that a slow-moving change of data on a client's papers would ruin the opportunity. Have you already canceled him?
Completely no. We had a fight. I had a fight with argument with him, but he did.
What did he say?
He gave me papers that he canceled. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I deal with people who say he said he would cancel and he's not canceled. That may not mean anything with regard to him. It may have something to do with paperwork in the office.
Yes, I agree. So I'm going to fast forward what happened.
Good.
He showed me his phone. He said, you can't get on it. So, of course, I took it a step further, and I saw the profile. And 13 days ago, he was chatting, and we were already involved with someone. Like, not going out. It was like just, I have sparks, you have sparks, or whatever. And I walked out, and I got very upset. And then the next day, you know, he canceled. He sent me the email. He's totally canceled. And he's been very good to me. It was the other day, calling, sending me love stuff and whatever.
Are you sure that he called her or that she called him?
It wasn't calling. It was a text. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I know it was 13 days ago. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure.
So your idea of monogamy is no contact with the person who's a woman?
Well, if it's friends, that's different, but not on a dating site, not, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so what did you say to him with regard to this?
Well, I was going to ask, I didn't say ending it, but I was on the fringe of it, and he made it up the next day. He was just very, very nice, and he made it up to me. And there was another issue, and maybe you can help me with this, because I think I got past that with him, and it's clear that he's off the site. I'm not going to go checking or anything like that.
So has he rectified the situation already?
Yes, he has.
And are you accepting it?
Yes, I am.
What are you calling me for?
Well, there's one more issue.
What's that?
Just wanted to confirm, you know, like what I was thinking.
No. Did you hear me? Defend him.
Yes, to give it a chance that maybe it's paperwork. You helped me with that just now.
Good. Then that's what I did today. But what do you need now?
Well, there's one more question because it's a big issue for me. It's
what
a new relationship.
It?
Well, he's going away for the weekend. He said this about 2 weeks ago to watch his grandchildren. And I did get bent out of shape over that because I have trust issues. And
wait a minute. Trust issues?
Yes. I started thinking
you
got...
Wait a minute. How can you trust any living human being before you know them?
Exactly. I don't know him enough.
Does your mother distrust...
Yes,
basis.
You hit it on the button, Dr. Pat. It was my mother was so distrustful and jealous with my father. He was cheating, and then later on she cheated.
Guess what? I heard your mother in you.
Yes, you hit it right on the button. Oh, my goodness.
So you were going to terminate him because he's going with his grandkids?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I called you because I didn't realize, it wasn't so much he's going with his grandchildren. I started thinking this is a lie that he's going there.
No, that was your mother.
You see,
when you're a therapist, you have to assume either everybody's guilty or everybody's innocent. But when somebody says, I don't trust people, I say, I don't trust people either till they prove trustworthy. But he hasn't had an opportunity one way or the other.
Exactly. So, Dr. Pat, from this moment on, he's going this weekend, okay? How can I make it healthy? Right now, he's been very good to me. How can I make it healthy where he feels comfortable going without worried about, oh my God, she's going to go crazy. She's insecure. How can I rectify this?
You can either send him a little note that says, I hope you have a great time with your grandkids, and I look forward to a good time after you come back.
Okay. The other issue was, okay, it's the same wrapped up. like, I kind of refused to see him during the week because I know he wants to make love. Well, he did mention Sunday, and I'm thinking, oh, he wants Sunday? You know, I mean...
Like, are you in a committed sexual relationship?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you're terminating him before you're terminating him.
Okay. Got it.
I don't hear any evidence that he's betraying you. I hear he's exploring his grandkids. You're not going along, and you may be angry about that. But that happens to be a social event, and he told you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Is he 51% valuable to your life?
Yes, more than that.
What's the major 51 percenter?
I don't know what you mean by that.
The best deal that he is. What's his best asset?
He's kind. He's generous. There's like a million things I could say that are good about him.
Okay. But your mother would say, what would she say?
She would say, oh, he's going away for the weekend. If it's, and I had the conversation with her. Oh, make sure it's not every weekend, you know, the paranoia, like, you know, and I, that's where it came from. You hit it right on the button, right on, you were exact.
Could it be that 51 years of being a therapist trained me?
Yes, you're 100% on top of it. Yes.
So how are you going to redeem this?
Well, I'm going to do exactly what you said because I want to be a loving woman and supportive.
What is that going to look like?
Well, I will send him a note saying I really, you know, have a great time with your grandchildren over the weekend. And he does want to meet my aunt next weekend. I kind of hesitated. I'm going to say because I spoke to my aunt. She said she'd like to meet him. And, you know, I'm going to tell him I would be glad that you meet my aunt, and she's wanting to meet you, too.
Did you see that instead of building a wall that your mother wanted, script-wise, you built a bridge?
Yes, that's amazing, because I always built walls.
You're obedient to your mother's script.
Yes, you hit it on the button.
Do you know what a script is?
Yes, I mean, I know what that means. The way she thinks, her perceptions on things.
It is negative.
It is absolutely negative, yes.
Okay, without evidence.
Yes.
I believe in accepting or rejecting, but not tolerating a human being until you trust them. Do you know how you trust people?
By their actions over time.
No, it's more final than that. It's called the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments they're willing to make and keep.
Okay.
You have to. I don't think you know anybody till you know them a year. I don't even approve of weddings under a year. A winter person may not be a summer person.
That makes sense, Dr. Pat.
Don't use the words trust or distrust. You're safer distrusting till proven innocent.
Okay, that makes sense. I really appreciate this. This really helped me a lot.
Good. I appreciate you bringing it so I could explain it because people think you're supposed to trust human beings. That is not so. What you is you watch contracts and agreements and deal with fears and distrust like you just did. Do you know you just worked through that?
I did. A major breakthrough. And Dr. Pat, I have to tell you, by reading your book, by listening to the tapes, I have made breakthroughs. The first time in my life, and I'm 56, only by what you teach.
That's right, because I call myself a rent-a-mom.
Well, I really appreciate you.
Well, then test my work and see if it doesn't work. Look, I'm a transactional analyst. I help people fight with love and respect. That's what we're doing here. I'm helping you fight with love and respect. For example, you say to yourself, I don't have any proof that he's going to do anything. This is my mother's script.
It sure is.
Okay. So there.
All right, Dr. Pat, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And have a good weekend while he's gone with his grandkids.
Yes, time for myself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Colin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to take that dive into that hot seat and get your question answered. All right, Dr. Pat, let me check in with our switch. Oh, never mind. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have run into an ex after 16 years. We were both shocked to still have chemistry for one another.
Honey, chemistry doesn't go away. It can be driven underground with fighting, but many, many people stay in divorce fights longer than their marriage because they like the intimacy.
Well, it shocked us both after almost two decades that we still had feelings for one another. So we left the coffee shop that we ran into, and then he sent me an email apologizing.
Right.
Yep.
What did he apologize for? Wait a minute. I don't hear that he did anything.
Well, when we were together 16 years ago, a girl that he had broken up with way before him and I met called him from another country saying she's pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So he was given a choice point, which is what I call them, to either stay with me or marry this woman so the child isn't delivered out of wedlock.
Right. I got it. What did he decide?
So, he chose the baby over me.
That's human.
Exactly. Yeah. So the email said, I apologize. I should have picked you. I was a coward.
I got news for you. That sounds like that man is growing through his distrust issues, just like the other person was.
Yeah. So the last part of the email was, since we feel this for each other still, now what?
Now you get engaged and married.
Well, here's my issue is after.
How long did you date him?
2 years.
Do you understand? You fulfilled my need for you to know him well enough to be 1 year. And he inadvertently got a woman pregnant and then decided to take his responsibility for his child. So what I'm hearing is a good man who made a mistake having sex with somebody, but who played it out like a gentleman.
Correct, but he still
But then, look what he did. But then he came back to you and offered you another run.
With the question, now what?
But you've already had sex with him. Your body mm-hmm. is married to him. So why not get engaged?
He's married. He's still with that woman.
Oh, I didn't get that. Okay, he's still with that woman. Then if you want, you can non-sexually socialize with him until you find out if you do, because he may decide to get divorced.
And that was my question to you, is I have changed so much by working with you for 14 years that I may not want him, but how do I
see. So you don't want him.
Well, I don't know yet, but I am not a woman out of integrity. I will not be a mistress. So how do I get to know him?
No, I'm saying, are you willing to socially be a friend of his based on the fact that you're not going to have sex with him, but you want to finish the game you were playing back then? Do you realize when he left you to be with the baby out of integrity, he made a mistake?
Yep.
So I'm telling you, you have already been married to him physically. Would you accept that?
Yes, that's 100% true.
And would you accept that he is married to somebody else and that you will not have sex with him, but you will have social meetings, dinners, lunches, whatever they are? You would not be secretively private, but you would socialize with him to complete the lesson of that other mistake.
Yeah, it definitely feels unfinished. I just didn't know if I was allowed to even have a lunch with him.
Well, here, no. This is what you do. No, darling. What you do is you write him a hi-bye letter.
Okay.
Do you know the structure? Have you known my work?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you know the paragraphs in the letter?
Yes.
Paragraph one.
Yeah.
A review of your relationship and the pregnancy. Right?
The second is the
pain of not completing your relationship in a marriage.
Yep.
Then I don't want to just run away. I want to talk until you and I know what we're doing.
Okay.
But the manifestation does not exhibit itself in having intercourse because he is married.
Exactly. I want no part of that.
So would you like to write the hi-bye letter and perhaps read it?
Yes.
In a call?
Sure, that sounds great. And I am in the feminine receptive mode, but do I put anything in there about my wants? Like, I want to get married. So in case he thinks, oh, then great, I've got to divorce this woman because she wants to get married. Do I say any I want or just the I do not want?
What you say is, I do not want to be sexual with you unless I'm engaged and we've got a wedding date.
Ah, I love that. Okay, perfect.
It's called
wording.
See, the problem here is your body is already in love with him. It's you're bonded.
Oh, I know.
And he thought he was doing the right thing, which he was for the baby. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yep.
Finish the deal with spiritual integrity.
That's exactly what I want. I want to, it doesn't feel finished, but I want to do it with integrity. And I didn't know how to spend
time
with him alone if I even like him.
You have conversations with him. What you're doing is finishing or beginning what you began or ended back then.
Wow. 16 years later. That's wild.
I had one couple recently that got married again. They didn't have a good relationship, went off, did their thing, came back, and married again. That was the first time I'd ever helped one couple marry twice. I've also listened to this. I've also had two women, one 40-something and one 50-something, virgins.
Oh, wow.
And they both became Pat Allen girls.
Well, I have to say, I watched a podcast yesterday. A gentleman was on there by the name of Andrew Tate, and it sounded like he has spent a lot of time with you because he was saying you don't understand how deeply men want women to cherish. We don't want these masculine women overpowering us. And so he had talked about the reason why he likes women to not speak in certain situations and business meetings. And it was just full Pat Allen. But it was so refreshing to hear a man say, this is what we're actually looking for. We want to be treated like this. And we want to be asked, you know, and he said it so cute about, if you just ask us something about the dishwasher, and even if you know how to fix the dishwasher, it'll make us feel so good that you even asked us. We're very simple creatures. It was the greatest, most enlightening discernment between masculine and feminine energy. And it was totally your work.
I understand that. And you know what? The work is based on science.
Yes, science. Exactly.
Do what's right, but make sure that you're doing what's right in a rational way. Otherwise, what you're doing, like when he, it looks like he did a good job of marrying and having a baby, but he didn't finish the lesson.
Exactly.
Do you see?
Yeah, he said he knew he did the wrong thing by marrying her because they've been like almost divorced 5 times. They've moved out. They've broken up a bunch of times. It's just
I know that, dear.
Like, yeah.
And I want you to write. I want you to write the hi bye letter, and somehow, if you don't want to read it on the radio on podcast, then call my office and make a 15-minute. I'll review it for you.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll book appointment with Sue and do a 15-minute review of it. That would be great.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was exactly what I needed.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Take care. Have a great night.
Good. You too.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in your question with Dr. Pat.
Hello?
And hello, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Hi, Dr.
What
Pat.
What is it? Hi.
So I have a situation with a man that's been going on for a couple of months, and
okay,
I just wanted to talk to you about it and get
good.
Your opinion.
You hear how I think, right?
Yes.
You've read my book, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've read your books. I'm familiar with your work.
Good. So tell me the story, and I'll give you my opinion.
Okay. So I met, this guy, I met him through, of taking some courses, and we met in class, and he asked me out. And at the beginning, he would ask me for coffee.
Now, you've been dating him for a couple of months?
Not quite. So
what is it? Not 2 months or not dating?
I don't think we're dating, because it started off as friendship. So he would ask me to join him for coffee after our class, and I would do that.
But that's how dating starts.
True.
That's called flirting, courting.
Yeah. So we did that.
Have you had intercourse with him?
No. So we did the friendship thing for a few weeks, and then he asked for intercourse.
Yes.
And I told him.
What did you tell him?
So I followed your book. I told him that, I'm not having intercourse with anyone unless we're in a long-term relationship leading to marriage and kids. And so he was like, he doesn't think he's at that point yet. But then we talked about it and we decided we could be affectionate. So we had some lovely
days
together.
Yes. Affectionate is fine with me.
Right. So as we got to know each other a little bit more, I didn't feel we were compatible.
You have chemistry. You have chemistry.
The chemistry is still there. We communicated pretty well, but then I was concerned about the compatibility. So
were you concerned about?
Our compatibility, being compatible.
Why? What was not compatible?
So he is much younger than me. And when
is he 18 years old?
Yes,
then he's legitimate.
Okay.
How old are you? Wait a minute. How old are you?
I am 36. He is 25.
He is what?
25.
Okay. Is there chemistry with you both?
Yes, this chemistry.
You like to smell him?
Yes.
Okay. Then how many times does he go around the sun to turn you off? The only thing that you're counting on is how many times he's gone around the sun.
Well, the age thing, I understand what you're saying.
What about the age thing? He's in his late 20s.
Well, the reason his age is a concern to me is because when I met him, he didn't seem financially able to in a position he would take care of a family.
What is
a child.
Is he training to be a moneymaker? What does he do for a living?
When I met him, he didn't have a job, and that's why I didn't think we were compatible.
I understand that, but he went out and got a job.
Right, so I broke things off with him, and he went off and
got
a job.
So you followed your chemistry, and you're dating him.
I'm not dating him since I haven't spoken to him for many months since. He reached out
and
again.
That's because he's going around the sun. not enough.
Not so much. Not so much his age.
It's why are you not dating him other than his movement around the sun?
The fact that I'm not sure he can take care of a family financially.
I got news for you. Do you want to give it a year to see if he will? Do you realize that when a man gets a good woman like you are, virtuous and wants a man to be productive, that he will go out and do it?
Okay, so I guess that's what he did, because he came back and told me
he
can't
be, he can't retire at 20 something years old, but he can surely impress you.
Yeah.
Does he have enough? Is he 51% valuable for a year?
In many things besides, I guess, his ability. I guess I'm a bit confused if he is as masculine as I guess I want to be with.
Well, masculine, maybe he needs to be older and better employed, but that can be fixed this year.
So are there things, because I've been trying to not be masculine at all and just, you know, ask him what he wants, you know, if he wants to meet.
Is your mother masculine?
Yes, very.
Is your father feminine?
No, they were both masculine, so that didn't.
And did they fight it out?
Yeah, they got divorced eventually.
Okay. Is either one of them remarried?
Yes, my dad remarried.
Did he marry a man in a woman's body or a woman?
No, he married a woman.
Okay, what is the age difference between your mom and your dad?
Maybe 5 years. Yeah.
What?
About 5 years.
Who's older?
My dad.
Okay. And did your dad pay for your mother? Was he an industrious man?
My mom was more of the provider.
Okay. So what you're talking about is your dad was the wife and your mother was the husband in their relationship.
Right.
Now you feel like you're the mother with a boy, right?
Yes.
But you have chemistry for him.
Right, yeah.
Do you want to date him for a while? How long have you dated him now?
It was maybe 3 months, and then we didn't talk for maybe another 3 months. So he just came back this week. We dated for the 3 months earlier
yes.
in the year, and then we took a break for a couple of months. And he came
Who took the break? Did he take it or did you?
No, I took the break because I didn't feel that
and
we were compatible.
Honey, your dad was 5 years older than your mom. And she left him because?
He was abusive.
Oh, he was abusive. So he was not a good man.
No, no.
How long did she date him before she married him?
According to their stories, maybe a year. I mean, she was pregnant with, she had given birth actually, I think, to all of
so
us
what,
by the time
what
she
got was,
married.
It was a pregnant wedding.
Yeah.
I don't want you to do that. I want you to give him perhaps 4 more months to demonstrate what he would do with you if you would accept him.
Okay. So just...
The reason I'm saying that is it's hard to find somebody that you're chemically attracted to who's a good person. Do you like this man you're dating?
I do.
Okay. And your body likes him too.
Yeah.
But do you understand your mother got pregnant, which is not the way I'm talking. I'm talking about giving this young man, he's not 20 years younger. You're in your 30s, he's in his 20s. Are you willing to give him 6 months, including your two that you've already given him?
So that means maybe till the end of the year? Sure.
Yeah, till the end of the year.
Yeah, I can do that.
But no intercourse.
No, it's actually a good thing because he lives in a different city. So I actually like...
But I'm saying whatever city you live in, no intercourse until you're happy enough to get engaged, not pregnant.
Right. So how do I bring these things up in the next 3 months?
Does he ever ask for sex?
No, because we're not physically in the same place, so it's all
okay, well,
video calls
well,
and
when do you see him? Do you ever see him? Do you ever smell him?
No.
Okay, so...
He wants to come visit. He wants to...
Why can't he come and visit as long as you're not having intercourse?
I have no problem with him visiting.
Pardon?
I don't have a problem with him coming to visit me.
Well, then why don't you date him until the end of the year? Because you have chemistry, you like him, and you're both young, and you can work with me or whoever on building a relationship in which you're the girl and he's the guy.
Okay, I can do that the rest of the year.
Why can't you do that?
Well, I was just wondering if there are questions I can ask him to get more clarity in terms of...
To get what?
To get more clarity.
What's that word? What do you want him to do?
I want to ask him questions to get a better idea.
Of course you do.
Where he wants this to go.
And that's perfect in your case. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're older than he is.
Right, yeah. Because I that's the thing. I don't want to spend time.
I want you to interview him. You called me. And I'm telling you, I like what you're saying about him, and I can't support you in not dating him because he didn't go around the sun enough times. That just doesn't make sense to me.
It wasn't so much about his age, Pat. It was just...
What is it?
It's just his ability to contribute.
Then like I
make more money than him, and I don't want to be the person.
I got
you know,
news
I feel like
I
would, it would be too much to be the career woman one giving birth. Yeah,
I know that.
The kids. Like,
I got.
Too
wait
much.
A minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to marry him until you and he Did you read Getting to I Do?
I did.
Did you read the chapter about negotiating time, space, money, and play?
Yeah, but I can read it again.
All I want you to do is not have intercourse with him until you're ready to get engaged because he's doing what you need.
Okay. Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm willing to give him a few more months to see.
But I'm telling you what to do during that few months.
Okay.
Tell him the requirements. Remember how I say monogamy? Is he monogamous?
Yeah, he's willing to be monogamous.
Okay. Continuous. Does he see you as often as he can?
Yeah, we make time.
And do you not have intercourse with him, which is like playing married?
Yeah, no intercourse.
And you're going to tell him that you will not marry or mate or marry him or anyone else unless you respect them because they're industrious.
Right, yeah. I think I need to make that clear again. Then would but you... I think he got the point.
Well, I want you to make the point. Great, you want to be a career woman. A career woman. The man you're with has got to have a job or a career that you respect, or you can't marry him.
That's true, yes.
So don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina until you go to get your engagement ring.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yes, you can. And if he doesn't want to do it, he can go away. I just don't want to support you getting rid of somebody because he doesn't go around the sun more.
I know what you're saying, Pat, about his age, but it's not about his age. It's for me what I felt.
Yes, it is
his...
about your... Yes, it is. You do well, not just... believe that he mm-hmm. can earn your respect from now till Christmas. Let's find out.
Yeah, let's find out, because actually what...
You know why?
When, mm-hmm.
Because I know that chemistry keeps people together even when they're criminals.
Okay.
Chemistry is an asset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I'm
I'll
saying
just, I'll,
what I'm
I'll,
saying. But don't
yeah,
you
I'll make
dare.
Sure, mm-hmm.
What?
I'll make sure to make it clear in the next few months that...
Yes.
His what? His job or his work output has to be something I respect.
Here's what I say. We all mate or marry to get laid or paid. Got it?
Yeah.
Men get married to get laid, right?
Yeah.
Women get married to get paid.
Right. And right now it's kind of the flip.
But he is a potential. And 5 years is not big enough. A grope difference. No.
No,
you
we're have 11 years. Yeah,
you've,
we're 11 years
what?
Apart. We're 11 years apart.
Oh, you're 11 years apart. That's pretty good. But that's not the reason that you can't find out. Tell him the boundaries and see if he can afford you.
Okay. I like that.
You know why I'm saying this? Because chemistry's kept you with him for 2 months.
Yeah, true.
I respect chemistry. Chemistry is God's law.
Okay.
Got it?
got
your mother was knocked up. Did you hear the last lady talking?
A little bit.
The pregnancy.
Oh, yes. The guy that came back after a few years. Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is give this guy a chance after he knows what it takes to go out and become an industrious young man.
Okay.
All right.
And, okay. And just to ask an additional question. When he reached out again, he told me that he went out, you know, and got a job in an apartment and all of this. And he's like, thank you for what you told me.
And he's so, telling you he likes you supporting his manhood.
Ah, because I thought that meant I had mothered him to change.
No, dear. You told him why you wouldn't have sex with him until he's successful. If you don't respect him, you're not having sex, period.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
You're a career woman.
I don't, that's another thing, I'll be honest with you, Pat. I'm not sure if I'm a career woman. I've tried to be a woman with a career, but I always seem to go back to career woman. So I don't know. I just don't want to be the main person supporting a family. I don't want that stress.
You know what? After a hard day at the office, your body wants to have a lover for a husband. So why don't you go find one or build one? I'm telling you what to say to him if he wants you.
And that's how I build one. Okay, got it.
And that's it. That's not mothering. That's you taking care of you.
Okay, because I thought I was mothering him by doing
no,
that.
Dear. Mothering him is when a woman gets pregnant to trap a man.
Okay.
Don't do that.
So can you be a career woman and still be the feminine in the relationship?
Yes, oh, totally, absolutely. We're not going to go into that because you're just getting used to the idea that I'm saying you really want to get paid because you don't want to be a career woman. Therefore, he's got to be a career man. And he said, thank you. He said, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah. Okay.
Then go
right.
do
I
it.
I can do this. I'll do this the next 3 months. And
that's right. Good. Right. Excellent.
Okay.
Call again.
Thank you, Pat.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paula.
Boy, those songs.
All right.
Really interesting.
Indeed.
Do we have someone?
3-0-3-0-3.
What?
Well, Sam's getting to somebody. Hold on. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, we do. Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi.
I just had a question on how, I would get somebody that I've been seeing, for a while, but it's kind of, on
wait
the
a minute. Wait a minute. Is it a man? Is it a woman?
It's a man.
And you're seeing him or he's seeing you?
I think we're both seeing each other.
Who moved on who first?
I think me, because I met him in a position where it wasn't appropriate for him to do anything.
So you asked him out for a date first?
I did not ask him out for a date. He asked me out on a date first.
Okay, so he asked you, do you have chemistry?
Yes.
And so what are you calling me for?
I just don't know how to make him commit. Like, I don't know, like, what we are. Like, is he seeing other
people?
Did
you read Getting to I Do?
What's that? No, not yet.
That's my book.
Claudia keeps it hostage.
What?
Claudia keeps it hostage. I got to read some.
Well,
If I guess you don't, I have to read that part.
In other words, the book covers, have you been listening today to the people talking?
No.
Okay, so who's telling you to call me?
Claudia, your friend. My friend.
Okay, your friend Claudia is doing that. Has she read my book?
She has. Yes, she has.
Okay. Well, then let me just ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still married?
No, we're separated. It was a...
What are you separated for?
Domestic violence.
Who was violent, you or him?
Him.
And what had you said to him that caused him to do that?
Nothing really, just disagreements. Like,
okay. How long did you date him?
A year.
1 year, you dated him a year. And he never touched you painfully during that year?
Not the first year, just verbal abuse.
Verbal, but he was abusive. So, number one, do you drink?
No, I'm sober.
Okay, you've been drinking.
Yes, I have drank him before.
How long are you sober?
Only 2 months.
Do you have a sponsor?
I do.
And you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship. I'm just dating. But I want him to be my boyfriend.
But the problem is, I'm going to tell you something. That when women, I'm 51 years sober.
That's amazing.
You're not kidding. Anyway, when women use mind-altering chemicals, they knock out their instinctive feelings and marry stupid, mean people.
You got that right.
What?
You got that right. That's true.
So if you were my sponsee, you would not have sex for a year for with anybody until you became a woman.
Oh, man. Well, I already blew that. That's already out the window.
So what you're saying is you just want a lover.
No. I don't want it just to be based on sex.
You want to be what?
I said I don't want the relationship just to be solely based on sex.
Then are you willing not to have sex until you have an engagement ring on your finger?
Oh.
No.
No. That's hard.
But you're not sober enough to make a sober decision at 2 months of... You're sober 2 months?
Yeah.
You're very masculine, and masculine people like to have casual sex.
Oh, that's probably why somebody told me I was a man in my past life.
What did you say?
I said somebody has told me I was a man in a past life before.
I understand that, dear. What you are is basically a woman who's drank her personality into manhood. And so now that's just another aspect of addictive personality.
Oh, man. So I'm all messed up, I guess.
Well, I don't think you undid it yet. Are you willing to not have intercourse with any man without an engagement ring on your finger based on, hopefully, your sobriety?
I feel like you want me to say yes.
Well, I would suggest you read the book first, then decide if you even want to call me again.
Okay, that's perfect. I'll read the book. I'm going to start today, and then I'll
read
the chapter.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll continue this after the book.
That's right. You call me whenever you want.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, so, thank you, caller. 323-203-0815 is the number to dial to get into the hot seat. And I want to remind everybody, we have ladies groups. And you can get on the waiting list and sign up for those groups by reaching out to Sue via email at info@drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question? Uh-oh, hello, caller. Woohoo, are you there? It looks like we dropped that caller. I think Sam is going to try to get them back. At any rate, Dr. Allen also does life script readings, and she also critiques and reviews high by letters. Same way to get in touch, you get an appointment for that is info@drpatallen.com via email. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen, and you're gone again. Okay. Something going on with that caller. So, I'm not sure what. Let's see what we've got here. All right. Dear Dr. Allen, I heard you discussing the... Oh, hello, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
What is it?
I'm in a relationship, and before we had intercourse, I did not get an engagement ring, but I got a promise for continuity, longevity,
I'll take that as a sign of committability. So what happened that didn't work?
Oh, no, we're actually still together, but I've been hearing you talking to these women and you're advising that they get a ring, so I just wanted to make sure I didn't mess that up.
I'm advising an alcoholic woman to get a ring because a verbal agreement to a drunk isn't worth anything.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So with that in mind,
Did
you read Getting to I Do?
Numerous times.
Okay.
It's changed,
monogamy,
changed everything.
Continuity, and longevity goals. Do you use them? Are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
And is it going okay?
Yes, it is going very well.
Then what is the question? Is it the fact that I said to a recovering drunk, I said, I want her to get a ring because she needs to go through the lessons to get the ring.
Right. Okay. Well, something did happen where I feel like we're both kind of introverted, and we're not neither of us is very needy, so we have a lot of space. So I wondered how often is it advisable to see someone? We've been dating for about 9 months. What do you think is reasonable, Dr. Pat? Well, I use your communication tools because I think he has a chronic pain condition, and so when he's in pain, he wants to be alone. So I'm trying to respect that and let him have his alone time. But
I time, we time, us time.
Yes.
Have you read the chapter on you need to negotiate the boundaries of your relationship? There's a chapter in my book, Making a Deal, in which you decide how often you want to see. That's the continuity. Monogamy is sex with other people. Continuity is how often are we going to see, talk, be with each other, and then that you're both aiming to the same goal, like marriage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your long-term plans compatible.
Right.
You see?
How do I bring him to the negotiation table without it being expressing a masculine want?
Have you had intercourse with him already?
Yes.
Okay. So you already got him. Did he get you for free or did you get him?
Well, he gave me a promise for, continuity, longevity, and monogamy.
But I've got news for you. That's beautiful. Where is it feeling bad? There's something.
Maybe I'm just projecting.
What?
I guess I'm concerned that he's just very comfortable and that he doesn't want to see me more than, maybe once or twice a week. And I just wondered how to negotiate with him without it being too masculine.
Well, before you have sex with a man, you would do well to negotiate time, space, money, and play to see if you're compatible.
Right.
Would you please not have sex with him until you go over your boundaries? What are your boundaries? How many times a week do you want to see him? What?
I mean, 2 to 3 times a week, I think. I'm bonded to him.
2 or 3 times is evasive. It's not decisive. I want to be seeing or talk to him so many times a week.
Okay.
I don't hear that you've set boundaries for your relationship.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I'm afraid to do it.
Well, if you don't do it, you're being used for sex. Being a free girlfriend or a free wife or a free fiance is not good for you.
Okay.
So what is the biggest thing that feels like being used? Is it time? You want to see him more or what?
Time. I do. And I feel like I'm the one that has to initiate it and ask him if he's free and say, I want to see you. And then
I got news for you. What you say to him is, I appreciate you want this and you want that. I'm comfortable giving you this. Is that okay with you?
So if I say that to him, that I want this, is that okay with you?
No, what you say, women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
They don't want, right.
So I do not want to have sex with you unless I see you at least once a week. Something.
Okay. Okay.
So what are some of your boundaries that you're telling me, but you're not telling him?
I'm not sure.
No. So tell me what you don't want. I don't want to be sexual. I don't want to give a man free sex unless I see him this, that.
3 times a week. Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Tell him what you're uncomfortable with.
Okay.
And if he's not willing to give it to you, why are you giving him free sex?
Okay. Because he's sending me other signals that say that he's committed and that he's interested in a long-term relationship.
No, the other signals are simply him thanking you for the free sex.
So when he got me a diamond necklace for my birthday and brought me this beautiful card with, like, to the love of my life and, you know, year after
I've got
year
news
and
for
all this
you.
Stuff, that was nothing.
The problem is you want to see him more than he wants to see you.
Okay.
So I want you to write down what you don't want in the relationship as a way to get what you want, or he loses his free sex.
Okay, I will do that.
Good, and call us back.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All right, 323-203-0815. You know what to do. All right, I think we might have one more in the queue. I'm going to check in with Sam and make sure of that. See how that's going.
I really like all the calls.
Oh, yeah. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. This is Cynthia. My question, I'm 54 years of age, and I haven't dated in many, many years.
Okay.
And which is not a problem. Trust me, I'm past menopause, so the whole sex thing is not an issue that I've been hearing you say with other women. So
good.
So I want to come from my femininity, and I just feel awkward. I know I'm going to
awkward about what?
I guess new behaviors, Pat. Doing things differently.
Do you give away free sex?
I don't give away sex, but I give away free advice and support. In the past, I've attracted wounded men that needed a mother.
Good. Was that your mother? Did she show you how to be a mother to a grown man?
Yes, she was the man in the family, and she settled for my father, as she told me later on.
Okay. All right. Settled means she wasn't in love. She just needed to be married.
Yes.
Do you want to be married? Have you read Getting to I Do?
Well, I've tried to look for it, and the two libraries near me don't have it, and I don't have it on Amazon. So I'm going to need to ask Sue how I get a copy.
Okay. Then you call me then. I'm telling you right now. I want you to date men, flirt with them, let them, do they ask you out?
Yes.
Okay, so you attract people with people, you look good. Do you look good?
I do. I look friendly, approachable.
You sound that way too. You sound wonderful. The problem is you're free.
Yes, I hear what you're saying. Yep.
Would you please be good to men other than sexually?
Yes, I have been, and I've been very, I've received a lot of male compliments that weren't sexual to practice.
Okay, but will you be loving and funny and, you know, be social? And remember, I'm going to give you, before we go, the five tools. Are you writing things down?
Oh, yes.
Number one, don't ask for what you want. Tell him what you don't want. I said that to the girl before.
I heard that. Yep.
When a man says, I want advice about this or that or whatever, and you say, but we're on a date. In other words, do you want to be a career woman or a woman with a career?
I get that. Yeah. Woman with career. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to get laid or paid as a priority?
I'd rather be paid than laid.
Okay. Then you're a career woman. You're already doing it. You're helping men be successful so that they can have other women beside you.
That has been my pattern, which I want to break.
Are you willing to do it this week?
Yes.
How about we get you into a relationship?
Oh, that would be interesting, or at least some dating.
Well, would you please? That's good. I like it, and you're cheery, and you're good-looking. That's great. I want you to date, but when a man goes for sex, because he thinks you're going to give him that for free too, that's when you say, I appreciate the chemistry. I have it with you too, but I don't want casual sex. For me, I want to make love to somebody, a man who's monogamous, wants to see me regularly, and his goal is to be either mated or married to me. Are you willing to stop being a free mama?
Yes.
Because nursing is not appropriate.
Nursing?
Nursing him like a baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never had children. Okay, I just want to be sure I heard that correctly. Okay, nursing.
I want you to be a self-loving, self-centered woman who will not be a free lay, a free wife. There's a price tag.
I understand. And, you know, the women I've observed over the years, they're the ones that are not a free lay.
I understand. That's what I teach. That's what's in the book.
Yep. Well, I'm excited to find one. It's out of print, I guess. So.
Well, you men pick with their eyes. So you say you look good enough to attract them. Then they want to put their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. That's when you say, oh, that would be lovely. I'd love to make love, but I don't want to have casual sex. So unless you are wanting this, that, monogamy, whatever, negotiating your boundaries.
Yep. And that's what I haven't done in the past. I've just been
I know that, dear. Well, what you're doing is you're mothering men into nursing off of your body, which is nursing, and then you end up sitting there alone.
Yep.
So how about we don't do that?
I'm willing to commit to that right now. Change my behaviors in my mind.
Excellent. And call us back.
I sure will. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Tyler.
Dr. Pat, we're out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Everybody follow us on Facebook, www.drpatallen.com. Get on that newsletter. Until then, be blessed. We'll be back. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.